Thanksgiving, as we know, is an American holiday. The Pilgrims' autumn celebration in 1621 is generally accepted as the original Thanksgiving. From Wikipedia's online encyclopedia, we quote, "The early settlers of Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts were particularly grateful for an autumn celebration of food, feasting, and praising God. The governor of Plymouth invited Grand Sachem Massasoit and the Wampanoag people to join them in the feast. Evidence to support that claim came from diaries of Plymouth. The settlers fed and entertained the Native Americans for 3 days, at which point some of the Native Americans went into the forest, killed 5 deer, and gave them to the governor as a gift." It wasn't until 168 years later, after the founding of our country, in 1789, that President George Washington made the first presidential proclamation. Again, quoting from Wikipedia, that proclamation read as follows: "Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or will be, that we may all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country, for the signal and manifold mercies, the favorable interpositions of his providence, which we experience in the tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." Reading from reprint, page 1841, Brother Russell says, "God is leading us all through the trackless wilderness of this present evil world. He is our shield and our guide, our glory and our defense, and it is our part to faithfully follow where he points the way. Our bread and our water are sure, and our joy is to realize that his presence is in our midst and that he is able to bring us to the promised inheritance." What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for God's word. The papacy had totally distorted both the character and purpose of God and had limited availability of the scriptures by presenting them in dead languages and keeping the people in ignorance. We are thankful for the reformers' reliance on the scriptures. Isaiah 8, verse 20. "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Brother Russell states on 6th volume, page 60, paragraph 1, "It was in the midst of this gross darkness that the Reformation movement had its start. The light of the Reformers began to shine amidst the darkness, and thank God it has been growing brighter and brighter ever since." Some, for example, the Jews, reject the New Testament. Others reject the Old Testament as merely mythical stories. We are thankful that we can see the harmony in the complete Bible. Our Lord often quoted from the Old, and his teachings are the content of the new. Luke 24:27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Volume 6, page 233, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, "The whole divine testimony must be in harmony, whether it be communicated by the law, the prophets, the Lord, or the apostles. Their entire harmony is the proof of their divine inspiration." The fundamental doctrine of the ransom has been and still is being attacked by the adversary in denying that Jesus could have been a human being and that he died. We are thankful that no disparity exists between modern science and the Bible. From Volume 5, page 98, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, speaking of concerning the ransom, "The scripture statement of the fact of our Lord's spotlessness was, thank God, quite sufficient for his saints for centuries. But now, as meet in due season for the household, comes a scientific and philosophic attestation to the possibility of all that is claimed in the divine word on this subject, quite in harmony with the laws of nature." James 1, verse 17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variables, neither shadow of turning." What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for the Holy Spirit. We're not only thankful for our begetting of the Holy Spirit, but also that it enables our understanding of God's will. Our growth is dependent upon our continual seeking and increase of the Holy Spirit. Volume 6, page 686, paragraph 2, Brother Russell states, "We can thank God and acknowledge his goodness, seeking to cooperate therewith and to realize our need of wisdom. Hence the invitation that we may ask this help of God's Holy Spirit and power, wisdom from on high." James 1, verse 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask, that God giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." In Volume 5, page 262, paragraph 3, Brother Russell states, "Only the servants and handmaids of the Lord have yet received this Holy Spirit of God, this Spirit of a sound mind." 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The power of the Holy Spirit gives a soundness of mind which enables correct reasoning and better judgment. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5, "Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness." Volume 3, page 338, paragraph 2. This is in the chapter regarding the Great Pyramid in Egypt. Brother Russell says, "Thanks to the very accurate measurements of all the passages furnished by Professor Smythe, we are enabled to reach what to us are by far the most interesting features of the testimony of this witness yet delivered. We are thankful for the insight the Holy Spirit gives us into the intricate details of God's plans and purposes. Captivated by its inclusiveness, enthralled by its unerring precision, and we marvel with the exactness of its unfolding progress." First John 2, verse 2, "He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Volume 6, page 334, paragraph 1, the pastor says, "Thank God we have the basis of the good hope, which, as the apostle suggests, enables us to sorrow not as others who have no hope, or who have but a flimsy hope, not based upon the positive declarations of God of God's Word. The Holy Spirit frees us from, that was the end of the quote, the Holy Spirit frees us from fears and concerns about the evil that persists and its destructive effect upon the character of mankind, because we know that man's extremity can never exceed God's ability to rehabilitate any willing to receive of his blessings. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful to be sons of God. Volume 6, page 39, paragraph 2. God was glorified in all his previous works, speaking of creation before Adam, and in every creature, however insignificant, even though none of them could properly render him thanks or appreciate him or even know him. The divine purpose had foreseen all this from the beginning and was preparing for man, who was intended to be the masterpiece of the earthly or animal creation. End quote. Man was estranged from his Creator by sin, and being evicted from Eden was no longer able to communicate with God and therefore know him. Gradually, man lost any concept of appreciation for God. We are thankful that we can know and appreciate him. Matthew 11, verse 27. All things are delivered unto me by my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. We are thankful that we have an intimate relationship with our elder brother, who is our advocate. We are not deceived by the many voices claiming to be Christ. Matthew 24, verses 23 and 24. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Reading from volume 2, page 165, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, The elect are forewarned and forearmed, and shall neither be deceived nor disheartened. Though clouds and darkness are round about him, they recognize his presence and rejoice that their deliverance draws nigh. We are thankful that we have access to the throne of grace by petitioning in the name of our Lord. God's ear is always open to our every plea for help in time of need. Volume 6, page 681, paragraph 3, Brother Russell says, Only the consecrated, the new creation, the members of the body of the priest, are privileged to enter into the presence of God in prayer in this special sense, and they only, therefore, may have the fullness of joy which the Master promised. Hebrews 4, verse 16, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for our sanctification. We are thankful that God has set us apart to serve him in fulfilling his purposes. Volume 6, page 688, paragraph 1. Brother Russell states, Both the knowledge and the love of God abound most amongst those of his people who pray one for another, that their joy may be full. However many meetings the Lord's people may have for study of his word and for building up one another in most holy faith, we advocate that no service be considered as properly commenced except the Lord's blessing upon the study be first invoked, and no meeting properly considered closed until the Lord be thanked for the privilege and blessing enjoyed and for his blessing bestowed, that the word of his grace may be meet indeed to the hearts of those who have heard with sincere desire to know and do his will. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It is only through the knowledge of God's character, plans, and purposes that we can be sanctified and prepared to serve Him. John 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We are thankful that we are kept from vain philosophies and foolish traditions of men. Volume 1, page 171, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, by this appreciation of his word and plans, we are enabled to discern and to withstand the vain philosophies and foolish traditions of men, which contradict the word of God. End of quote. 2 Peter 1:8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for our prospect. Daniel 12:12. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. With the return of the Lord in 1874 came the meet and due season, which included the full understanding of the plan of the ages and the explicit understanding of the reward of the saints and the responsibilities of the office of mediator in the kingdom. Volume 6, page 75, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, the making of our calling and election sure will mean great and eternal riches in grace to those of us who shall attain. End of quote. Quoting from volume 3, page 180, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, the rejection of Babylon, Christendom, in 1878 was a rejection of the mass of professors, the host, as it is termed by Daniel, to distinguish it from the sanctuary or temple class. The sanctuary class will not be given up, nor left desolate. No, thank God, the sanctuary is to be glorified, and the glory of the Lord is to fill His temple when its last living stone is polished and approved and set in place. End of quote. We are thankful that the testing of the bride class is thorough, and that only those fully tested will be approved and glorified. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Matthew 6:20, verses 6 and 7. About the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto you, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that ye shall receive. Volume 2, the foreword on Roman numeral page 4, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, many indeed can express themselves as being thankful to the Lord that the culmination of the church's hopes was not reached at the time we expected, that being 1914, and that we, as the Lord's people, have further opportunities for perfecting holiness and being participators with our Master in the further presentation of His message to His people. End of quote. Each of us should surely be thankful for the opportunity to run for the prize of the high calling, because each of us is a replacement for someone who failed to sacrifice faithfully. And we should also consider gravely our responsibility to be faithful. Volume 3, page 239, paragraph 3, Brother Russell says, Life Giver's present, and since 1878, when he took his great power and began to exercise his authority, none of his members need to sleep. Hence, with all the feet who die since that date, the moment of death is a moment of change. die as men and like men, but in the same instance, they are made like their Lord, glorious spirit beings. End quote. We are thankful if faithful, we will be changed instantly at death of our flesh to the divine nature, glory, honor, and immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for God's providences. Volume 6, page 686, paragraph 1. Brother Russell says, every provision that reason could imagine, every want, every necessity has been anticipated for us and provided, given to us for the taking. We merely lack wisdom as to how to take, how to appropriate these divine provisions. Giving thanks, therefore, we merely ask for wisdom and grace so to partake of them that our joy may be full. End of quote. Matthew 6, 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. First Corinthians 1, verse 27. But God hath chosen the foolish things, it's 27 through 29, the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Volume 6, page 565, paragraph 1. Brother Russell says, let it be remembered always that trust in the Lord implies contentment. And this means restfulness of heart. Under these conditions, bread and water, or potatoes and salt, will taste better and yield better results than far richer food partaken in a different spirit. Trust will always imply thankfulness too, and hence the child of God living on the plainest of fare should continually overflow with gratitude to the giver of all good, with full reliance in his wisdom in all the affairs of life. This would not mean indifference to progress if the door to that progress and greater prosperity were a righteous door, an honorable means of bettering our condition. Finding such a door before us, we should thankfully accept it as being of divine providence and as possibly leading on to still further lessons from our great teacher. End quote. Now we should weigh the responsibilities as well as the opportunities to better ourselves, to ascertain whether our spiritual condition may be adversely affected when our temporal conditions are improved. God's providences extend beyond ourselves to our families in a measure commensurate with their appreciation of righteousness. Volume 6, page 687, paragraph 2. The influence of the family altar and of the prayer incense ascending therefrom to the Heavenly Father, and the acknowledgement there made of His grace, mercy, power, and blessing, are sure to bring additional blessings, not only to the royal priest who serves his family thus, but to every member of that family. A feeling of reverence for God, a responsibility to Him, and a realization of His loving, protecting care goes with that family throughout the day. End quote. 1 Corinthians 7:14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for God's mercy. Matthew 25, verse 10. And while they went to buy, foolish virgins, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Volume 3, page 195, chapter 2, paragraph 2, Brother Russell states, "Thank God it is not the door of mercy that here closes, nor even the door of all favor, but it is the door to that one chief favor of joint heirship with Christ as his bride. But when it closes against the foolish virgins and will never open again to their knock, though it leave them standing without, exposed to the great tribulations of the evil day, where there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, it still leaves them in the arms of God's love and mercy, and even under his favor and special care. For the great tribulation through which they shall pass are designed to purify and purge those repentant virgins, and thereby to fit them as vessels of honor for the Master's use, though not for the chief honor to which they were originally called, but of which they prove themselves unworthy." End of quote. Revelation 7:14, "And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest, and he said unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." From volume 6, page 127, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, "It is not enough that they consecrate fully. It must be demonstrated that they are that they at heart love the Lord and would not deny him at any cost, even though not faithful enough to court sacrifice in his service." End of quote. We are thankful that in God's mercy he allows those who fail to sacrifice to still prove themselves loyal to the Lord and to the principles of righteousness. Reading from volume 3 again, page 221, paragraph 1, pastor says, "But thank God, other scriptures show that the foolish virgins, though thus rejected from the high calling for which their conduct when on trial will have proved them unworthy, will nevertheless be favored and will be known in a humbler capacity in the Lord's household." End quote. Revelation 7, verse 15, "Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them." What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful that evil will end. The crowning achievement of the adversary was the corruption of the early church class by the introduction of heathen doctrines and combining with civil governments to counterfeit God's kingdom. Volume 3, page 26, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, "The great papal system is the desolating abomination which for centuries has despoiled both the world and the church in the name of Christ's kingdom. Truly, it has long been standing in the holy place, in the temple of God, the Christian church. Thank God for the privilege of seeing its abominable characteristics more and more clearly, that we may flee from all its errors. Thank God that its days are numbered." 2 Thessalonians 2:8, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Romans 9:28, "For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth." From volume 4, page 558, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, "By the battle of the great day of God Almighty, the whole world will be prepared for the new day in its great work of restitution. Though the waking hours be one of clouds and thick darkness, thanks be to God for his blessed assurance that the work of destruction will be a short work." End of quote. In comparison with the duration of papacy's rise to an exercise of power, its demise is indeed short. Volume 6, page 641, paragraph 1. Pastor says, Satan may believe that he is succeeding, but our Lord's word for it, his house will soon fall. And this necessity for his playing reformer and good physician is an evidence that the fall is near. Thank God it will not be long until he shall be thoroughly bound, restrained, that he may deceive the nations no more. And to quote Revelation 20, verse 2 and 3, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him in the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should be deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Matthew 24, verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. First volume, page 335, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, at the length, the present restraining power of organizations and governments. It is. Let me read that with the right emphasis. At length, the present restraining power in organizations and governments will reach its extreme limit. The cord of social organization will snap asunder. Law and order will be gone, and widespread anarchy will bring all that the prophets have foretold of the trouble, such as was not since there was a nation. And thank God for the assurance added, nor ever shall be afterward. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for the Jubilee Trump. We are thankful that our Lord's return in 1874 signaled the beginning of the times of restitution. Acts 3:21. Whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Volume 2, page 178, paragraph 1. Brother Russell says, thanks God for the promised time of release. The Jubilee is at hand, and soon the captives of death and slaves of sin shall have back their first estate, perfect manhood, and their first inheritance, the earth, the gift of God through Jesus Christ, the mediator and ratifier of the new covenant. 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Volume 5, page 61, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, thanks God we are now living in the time when the veil of ignorance is being dissolved, and when the Lord's people are learning to look away from the creeds formed by their enslavement during the dark ages, and to look directly to the Word of God itself. We are thankful that the United States has been the place where the Jubilee trumpet began to sound, both in regard to the proper understanding of God's plan for mankind and also in recognizing and promoting human rights. Isaiah 18:1, the text in the King James reads, woe, but really means ho or behold. The land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. In volume 4, page 468, paragraph 3, Brother Russell speaking in regard to this text and in regard to the United States says, we are thankful that here, by liberal taxation, as well as by generous contributions, death by starvation is not necessary. What is desired is something more than bare existence. Happiness is necessary to make existence desirable. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for God's kingdom. We are thankful that in God's kingdom none will be allowed to injure one another. Psalms 46, verse 9, He shall maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. From volume 5, page 372, paragraph 6, Brother Russell says, The weapons of war can indeed go down into oblivion, and we thank the Lord that no provision has been made for their restoration in the glorious age that is to come when Emmanuel shall have established his kingdom. End of quote. We are thankful that God's kingdom man will be gradually restored to perfection. Volume 6, page 101, paragraph 1, Brother Russell says, Actual justification will start with the beginning of our Lord's millennial reign and will progress step by step until every man shall have had the fullest opportunity for return to all that was lost through Father Adam, with added experiences that will be helpful. Thank God for that period of actual justification, actual making right, actual bringing to the willing and obedient of the race from imperfection to perfection, physically, mentally, morally. Revelation 21, verse 4, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. From volume 6, page 119, paragraph 2, Brother Russell says, While Israel will naturally be the first to fall in line under the new order of things, the blessings and opportunities of the kingdom shall, thank God, be rapidly extended throughout the world to the intent that all nations may become children of Abraham in the sense that they will participate in the blessings promised to him. And to quote Revelation 22, verse 17, And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. We are thankful that God's kingdom is for all Adam's race, and all who willingly accept its terms and conditions will be restored to perfection. 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. From volume 6, page 120, paragraph 1, Brother Russell states, Ultimately, when the trials and opportunities and testing of the millennial age shall have brought all the willing and obedient to perfection and have demonstrated their loyalty to God, these also shall have attained to the human perfection, the image of God, in the flesh. What should we be thankful for? We should be thankful for our Savior. Everything mentioned that we are thankful for has been made possible by the faithfulness of our Savior. We are especially thankful for His faithfulness. From Tabernacle Shadows, page 30, paragraph 4, Brother Russell says, The ephod, the high priest's garment, the ephod, typified the two great covenants, the Abrahamic covenant represented by the front part and the new covenant represented by the back, both of which are thus shown to be dependent upon our high priest. Thank God these covenants are united and firmly clasped on him by the gold clasp, divine power, as well as bound to him by the curious girdle, the cord made of the same material as the ephod. Isaiah 9, verse 6, And for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We are thankful that our Savior has provided for our justification. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Tabernacle Shadows, page 52, paragraph 2. Thanks be to God, His sacrifice remains forever, that we may be forever free from Adamic guilt and its death penalty. We are thankful that our Savior is superintending our sanctification. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful that our Savior will be the mediator of the new covenant, and that we will be privileged to assist Him in that work of making all creation redound to the glory of God. Volume 4, page 134, paragraph 1. Brother Russell states, truly the Lord has put a new song in our mouths. It is the grand anthem, the first note of which was sung by the angelic choir at the birth of the infant Jesus. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. Thank God, its harmonious strains will ere long fill heaven and earth with eternal melody, as the blessed work of salvation, restitution, which He comes to accomplish, progresses toward its glorious culmination. Jeremiah 31, verse 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. So what should we be thankful for? God's Word, the Holy Spirit, being sons of God, our sanctification, our prospect, God's providences, God's mercy, that evil will end, the Jubilee trump, God's kingdom, and especially for our Savior. May we be ever thankful and inspired to faithfulness, remembering all that the Lord has done for us. Revelation 2, verse 10, Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. May the Lord add His blessing to this consideration to that end.